إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, in continuation with yesterday's topic, today I want to remind myself anew about two other issues that become hurdles in our desire to reach close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is procrastination and the other one is idle and useless talk. There is always this tendency in many people, and may Allah save us all from that, of postponing things. We have good intentions, but we keep postponing. For example, you have intention to memorize some surah of the Quran, but you say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll start on Friday. Or I'll do it on Thursday night. Or I'll do it in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Yeah? So every time there is some, and apparently that reason for postponing is supposed to be good. Yeah? I will have time when I'm in itikaf. And then when the time comes for itikaf, then there is some other thing happening. So that doesn't happen. Then it gets postponed to some other time. And so on and so on. And then, end of the day, that surah has not been memorized. And this is the case with a lot of things. We want to give, for example, something, some sadaqah, we want to give some donation to something, some good project, whatever. But we keep postponing. No, I'll give it in Ramadan because I'll get more ajr. Yeah? And so on and so forth, right? Now, to make a long story short, the issue with all of this postponement is, at the end of the day, you have not achieved anything and you have not been able to complete what you had started out with. So even though intention was good, at the end of the day, intention alone is not sufficient. Even though you have a good intention, the action also has to happen. As they say, you can only take the sales to the bank. The intention to sell is not equal to a sale. You know, the actual sale has to be made. People do this also in business and for example, reading. One very common thing which happens, procrastination, where it shows its effect, its evil, is in reading. We even go and buy the book. You hear about a good book, you see it on a shelf or something in a bookstore, you even buy the book. So you even spend the money to buy the book. Then the book comes and sits in your house and it is never open. And months pass and years pass. And we never open that book, we never read the book. Why? Because we are postponing. We continuously keep on postponing. This happens, that happens. So therefore, it is very important to get out of this evil habit of postponing. And the way to do that is to put deadlines. And say, I will do this by this time. Now, I always say, my definition of a deadline is, it's a line which if you cross, you die. Because without the dead, it's only a line. So you have to, there has to be a dead. And what is that dead? Make a fine for yourself. Or something which you don't like to do. For example, if you say, well, I will read this book by the 10th of this month. And if I do not read the book by the 10th of this month, I will give $10,000 in sadaqah. Make a big amount, which you don't normally give, you know, because if it's some 100 rupees or something, you will keep on giving that. That's no use. Make it a big chunk, which you don't like to give, right? Say, I will give 10,000 rupees. Or you say, I will fast for the whole week, from Thursday, from Saturday to the next Thursday. I will fast for the whole week, you know, 1 week of fasting. Make it into something which is tough. Then it will make you do this thing. Right. So, the key thing is that without the dead, it's only a line. A deadline has no meaning if it has no teeth, if nothing happens. A deadline is only good if something happens, if you bust that deadline. But if nothing happens, then it's a meaningless thing. You say, I'll do it by then it doesn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Some reason. See, a reason does not change the reality. This is a very important thing to understand. An excuse does not change the reality. A reason does not change the reality. If something is lost, it's lost. I mean, you have a good reason why it was lost, but that doesn't change anything. So procrastination is a big evil. The cure for procrastination is to keep deadlines. And as I said, the deadline has to have teeth. What is that teeth? You have to punish yourself. and do it in a way where you feel the pain of that punishment. That's very important. You have to feel the pain of the punishment. So whether it's in terms of charity or fasting or something, you say I will run 10 miles or something. So make it something which is tough to do. So then that will keep you honest. And you will do the, you will not procrastinate. Second thing, as I said, is idle talk. This is a very big problem. This is a very big problem, very big evil. And this leads to some bigger, worse things, which is riba and namima and so on. And it all starts with idle talk. Just starts with idle talk. And one of the reasons for idle talk is meetings which have no purpose. So we meet in, you know, in this wedding and that wedding or this whatever, you know, various places. There is really nothing to do. And you're meeting basically the same people over and over and over again. So there's really nothing interesting to talk about. And so you end up with useless talk. Usually it starts with some current affair or something which is happening. And then we start saying, oh, this is what this government should do. And that is what that king should do. And that is what so and so should do. And then it goes from there into actual ghibat of this person or that person. Because in the course of the talk, it will come. Somebody, no, no, but so-and-so said this. About this matter which you started. Somebody will say, no, but so-and-so said this. So now immediately now that so-and-so becomes the topic of the conversation. And now you have gone into slander and you have gone into ghibat and bad talking and so on and so forth. So this idle talk is a very major problem. And it's one of the things of tarbiyah that we have to get out of. How to do that? By doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best way to get out of idle talk is to recite Quran, is to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuously, just keep on doing zikr. Just keep silent, just keep on doing zikr. Even if some stuff is happening around you, first of all, don't go into such places. So it save yourself from that. No need to go to such places. Because listening to ghibat is equal to doing ghibat. So if you are sitting with people where this is happening, then you are equally sinful. So, best thing is avoid such meetings. And if you find yourself in such a situation, get up and walk out. And if you can't even do that, maybe you are sitting in a car, the car is going somewhere, you can't get up and walk out, just keep doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not participate in the conversation. Don't say anything. If somebody says, why are you silent? You say, I'm doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think it's a good idea if you also do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of talking all the stuff you are talking. So, say it. Say it clearly so that people are, you know, one of two things will happen. Either they will correct themselves or they will not take you next time they go, both of which is good. Alhamdulillah. So, the way of getting out of this idle talk is to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, there is nothing wrong in talking things which have benefit. So definitely, it's a very useful thing. Let's see how we can do that. When I say benefit, I mean, to me, something has benefit if there is some action at the end of it. So, if we have said something, we have spoken about something, therefore, now, what shall we do? If there is no action at the end of it, then there is no point in talking about that thing. Whatever that was, right? It has no meaning. If you are not going to do anything at the end of it, what's the point? You say, you talk about all the poverty and so on, see the situation of the streets, see the poverty, see how bad the, civic sense of people is, see how bad people drive. At the end of that, are you going to do something about this? Are you saying, fine, this poverty is so bad, so now let us, five or six of us sitting here, let us pool some money here and we are going to take this money and we are going to do something about this poverty. Then this talk was useful, alhamdulillah. You say, how the streets are dirty, now let us go pick up one broom each and we will go and sweep the street. Let's go and do that. What is the point otherwise of talking about how much garbage is on the street, because garbage doesn't grow on the street. It came from your house. Or the house of somebody like you. So, if you are not going to do something about it, what's the point of talking about it? Nothing will happen. So, therefore, at the end of the day, if you are talking about something, then let us say that now we spoke about this, what action should we do? And if it is something where you feel that there is really nothing I can do, then don't talk about it. It's a waste of time. Do not talk about it. Do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is ibadah. That will, inshallah, solve something. But do not talk about it. So, what is good talk? Good talk is that at the end of which there should be some action. If no action is going to happen, don't talk. Waste of time. How many times do we talk about, oh, all these ostentatious weddings and how much money the Muslims are wasting in these weddings? And I can bet you every single one of those people who has been talking that, the next wedding you see, they will all be there in that wedding. Every single one of them. मेरे हिसाब से तो नमक हराम ही है. वहां खाना खाते भी फिर ऊपर से बुरी बात भी करते. लाहौल वाला को होता है. सो व्हाट इज द पॉइंट ऑफ सेइंग दिस? इफ यू आर रियली सो यू नो सो अपसेट अबाउट द फैक्ट दैट मुस्लिम्स आर वेस्टिंग मनी, यू शुड बी अपसेट. इट इज अ वेस्ट ऑफ मनी. इट इज समथिंग फॉर विच दे आर आंसरेबल टू अल्लाह सुभान व तआला. इफ दैट इज द केस, देन व्हाई डू यू गो? You shouldn't go. We should say collectively, we will boycott. We will not go. And don't say, and then of course Shaitan will come. No, if you don't go, what difference does it make? Doesn't matter. You don't go. You are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let it make no difference. Doesn't matter. I will not go. Even if nobody else is with me, I will not go. So, useless talk. Just sitting and talking something. No, waste of time. Let us ensure that if we start some conversation, that conversation has an ending in some action. Then inshallah there is a benefit in that conversation. So many conversations. I don't want to list all the topics we talk about. So many topics. And all of them equally useless. Because at the end of the day, nothing happens. Nothing changes in the world. Nothing changes in reality. All of this talk is completely useless. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold us accountable for the time and for the talk. And as I said, the problem with all the useless talk is it can take us into areas which are actually completely haram. So, we don't want to go anywhere near that. So, procrastination, and I've told you the solution for that, idle and useless talk, what to do, solution for that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from all of these evils and to keep us focused on His deen and to keep us focused on what is good for our own akhirah. Because that is the biggest benefit that we can possibly get, which is to focus on our akhirah. In one hadith, Dawud alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, which is the biggest ni'mah that you have given me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Dawud, take a deep breath. Dawud alayhi salam took a deep breath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is the biggest ni'mah for you. The fact that you can still breathe, the fact that you can take a deep breath. Because as long as you're breathing, we have a chance of saving ourselves from the anger of Allah and from pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, let us focus on that which is beneficial, and we ask Allah to save us from that which is harmful for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.